From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. economy has lost steam in the second quarter of the year, expanding at an annual pace of just 2.4%. That's a 35% decline compared to the previous quarter. Economist Hugh Johnson says a major reason is a leveling off of consumer spending, which accounts for a large share of economic growth.
Consumers continue to increase their savings and defer any borrowing and spending till some later date. So consumers are playing it very safe. They are clearly not opening up their wallets and purses, at least at this juncture.
Johnson says the Commerce Department also revised downward a bit its estimates for last year's gross domestic product, indicating the recession was deeper than previously believed. An Army intelligence specialist charged with passing a classified video to the website WikiLeaks has been moved from Kuwait to a jail at a Marine base in Virginia. Private Bradley Manning is also being investigated in connection with the leak of tens of thousands of classified documents concerning the war in Afghanistan to the website. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs is urging WikiLeaks not to make public any more classified documents.
We can do nothing but implore the person that has those classified top secret documents not to post any more.
Gibbs on NBC's Today Show, he says the Taliban is pledging to punish people mentioned in the documents as cooperating with U.S.-led forces. A possible public trial before a House panel is looming for veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York. NPR's David Wellner reports, unless there's a settlement, Rangel faces a trial before a House panel on 13 separate rules violations.
Texas House Republican Michael McCaul, who's on that panel, later declared the time for making deals had passed.
Let me be clear that Mr. Rangel, under these rules, was given opportunities to negotiate a settlement during the investigation phase. We are now in the trial phase.
The allegations against Rangel stem from charges he improperly sought donations for a college building to be named after him, that he used a rent-stabilized apartment for campaign purposes, and that he failed to report rental income and pay taxes on property in the Dominican Republic. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
California is withholding pensions of three former officials with the small town of Bell. Frank Stoltz of member station KPCC reports all three resigned.
The agency will withhold the pensions while the state attorney general looks into whether Bell broke any laws in doling out the big salaries. The city manager made nearly $800,000 a year, twice President Obama's pay. Under California's generous pension system, he could receive nearly $900,000 a year for the rest of his life. Outraged Bell residents have called on four of five city council members to resign, too. They paid themselves nearly $100,000 a year for their part-time work. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is challenging cities across California to publicly post official salaries. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
This is NPR. Fire crews in Southern California are set to try to contain a rapidly spreading wildfire near Palmdale by blitzing it with water and retardant chemicals dropped from aircraft today. Matt Levesque with the Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze has spread over 7 square miles.
We do have over 300 firefighters assigned to that incident, as well as many aircraft. We have deployed fire department apparatus around homes that may be threatened.
Levesque says nearly 2,000 families have been urged to evacuate as a precaution. New research is providing clues about why some people are overly impulsive. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that a chemical in the brain may be responsible.
Everyone's prone to impulsive behavior, but some people are really impulsive. Josh Buchholz is a researcher at Vanderbilt University.
These people with high levels of impulsive traits tend to leap before they look.
Buchholz and his group now think they know part of the reason why some people are more impulsive than others. They scanned the brains of healthy individuals and found that impulsive brains release more dopamine, a chemical associated with wanting things. The researchers suspect that more impulsive people have a harder time controlling dopamine. The work appears in the journal Science and might someday lead to new ways of treating over-impulsiveness. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The Walt Disney Company has agreed to sell its Miramax Films division to an investor group for about $660 million. Disney says it will be focusing instead on its other family-oriented studio units, such as Pixar and Marvel. Wall Street, stock prices are lagging at this hour. The Dow Industrial's down 50 points. The Nasdaq is off 19. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.